Well, there was huge concern in the fishing community at the impact of Brexit, and the final outcome will amount to 15% cut in quota and income. Now, this is devastating for a fishing community that's already struggling to survive. And the problem is that our Minister, Charlie McConlogue, and the Taoiseach are not listening. They're talking about decommissioning schemes and limited compensation. What the real issue is that right around our coast, we have an immense natural marine resource that has been handed away to other member states, fishing fleets from other countries, based on traditional fishing rights back in the 1970s, decades ago, not up to the present day. That has to be renegotiated. We have to have a fair allocation that gives a living to our Irish coastal communities first before we start handing it away to others.
Compared to, though, what was worst feared initially before Christmas, it could have been a lot worse in terms of this Brexit trade deal, it can be argued.
Well, that's the spin that the government's put on us. But the truth of it is this, is that we have an immense natural resource around the coast of Ireland. And any fisherman who's out there now will tell you that if they were allowed to fish within Irish waters, there wouldn't be an issue. The problem here is how the common fisheries policy is applied. And now that the principle, as it applies to Britain, has been accepted, that what's called zonal attachment, so fishing waters attached to your coastline, has been accepted as a principle now, that also must be applied to Irish coastal waters. So what we need to do is, and it's long overdue, this has been taking decades to get to this point, we now need to look at the immense resource within the 200-mile limit around Ireland and try to ensure that there's a living provided to Irish coastal communities before we allocate quota to other countries. That is long overdue. We have a system now based on fishing rights in the 1970s. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's clearly unfair, and it's time now to renegotiate it after this Brexit deal.